WSHU is about to try something new, an interruption-free pledge drive. Instead of stopping the programs, we will keep them going with short messages like this. If it works, it means more music and news for everyone. Support WSHU this week and receive the limited edition Founders T-shirt available only this week. Give now at WSHU.org or call 800-777-9748.
Save the Sound is celebrating 10 years of their unified water study of Long Island Sound. Peter Lindroth is director of Healthy Waters and Lands with the nonprofit.
We've got groups in eastern Connecticut, all along the Connecticut border with Long Island Sound, down into Westchester, into New York City waters, in the Bronx and Queens, and then back out along Nassau and Suffolk, all collecting water quality monitoring data the same way, so we can paint this apples to apples comparison. You know, how's the Bronx River doing compared to Wickediquack Cove, compared to Matituck Creek? You know, those are all real places.
The study uses standardized monitoring procedures to collect data, including dissolved oxygen, water clarity, and seaweed. The data paints a picture of the ecological health of the Sound's bays and harbors and how well they can support marine life. This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Coming up, Tony Award winner Laura Benanti speaks with WSHU. But first, Connecticut lawmakers express concern over election integrity. Plus, Borders Czar Tom Homan says he'll send more ICE agents to New York if the state imposes more restrictions. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garon. Members of Connecticut's federal delegation say they're concerned about election integrity ahead of the November midterms. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports they held a forum on the issue this week.
Election integrity is top of mind for both Republicans and Democrats, but in different ways. Republicans, led by President Trump, have been trying to pass the SAVE Act, which would change how voter registration works. They say it's needed to keep non-citizens from voting, which is already illegal. U.S. Representative Rosa DeLauro says it's the president trying to suppress the vote.
He claims loudly, repeatedly, and with no evidence that our elections are rampant with fraud and illegal immigrants voting. The truth is that there are none, and he knows that. President Trump wants to limit access to the ballot box to keep himself and Republicans in power.
Democrats at the forum said if they control the House come January, they'll immediately begin election reform. That could include rooting out dark money, exploring public financing options like Connecticut has for state races, and a wider stock trading ban for administration officials. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Republicans have a warning for New York State lawmakers. If you pass new laws protecting undocumented immigrants, there will be consequences. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vielkind has more.
Borders Czar Tom Homan says he'll send more immigration agents to New York if Democrats in Albany put new restrictions on ICE. Governor Hochul and lawmakers say they're close to a deal that would ban formal 287G agreements that allow cooperation between ICE and local police. Homan's warning came at a border security conference in Phoenix. Another Republican, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, says he'll sue to maintain immigration enforcement in his county.
It's insane, just absolutely insane. People talk about ICE as if they're bad people. We've worked very, very well together with them.
Hochul says Trump has promised not to surge ICE agents to New York. The governor says a budget deal is close. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal visited Sacred Heart University in Fairfield to discuss the impact of sports betting on young adults and college students. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
Blumenthal met with students and professors to talk about the sports gambling apps and how they are marketed to young people. The panel discussed the results of a poll conducted by the university in partnership with Great Blue Research. Blumenthal says the need for reform in the industry is essential in order to protect people from the, quote, deceptive and misleading practices of companies.
When people become addicted and they spend most of their waking hours or a good part of them focused on gambling, they become a lot less productive. When they lose their families, it undermines our society. Like any other addiction, it has a societal cost.
Blumenthal has introduced legislation that would apply stricter regulations to prediction markets and limit advertising during games. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Tony Award winner Laura Benanti and her mother speak with WSHU about their upcoming performance in Westport just in time for Mother's Day. That and more is coming up. Connecticut lawmakers approved a bill to criminalize rigging in sports betting. The measure expands an older cheating law that didn't cover modern gambling. It targets match fixing, collusion, and misuse of insider information. Violators could face up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. LIRR unions and the MTA remain in contract talks with no deal. A strike could begin as early as May 16th. The dispute centers on wages. Officials warn a strike would shut down service for hundreds of thousands of riders. Two kayakers have been found dead after going missing in Shinnecock Bay. Police say the men didn't return from a trip and were reported missing. Search crews found their kayaks and later recovered both bodies over 2 days. Authorities used divers, drones, and marine units to search the area.
I'm Randy Kay. Motherhood is complex, to say the least. Being a mother and cultivating a career in the arts makes life even more challenging. And that's exactly what performers Laura Benanti and her mother Linda Benanti do. This Saturday, May 9th, the Benantis are bringing their musical show Mothers Know Best to the Westport Country Playhouse. Laura is a Broadway Tony Award-winning star with film and television credits, and Linda is a Broadway star as well, who I believe, Linda, gave it up for a moment to be a vocal coach while you raised your kids. Do I have that right?
Yep, a moment of 36 years. Correct.
So the name of the show is Mothers Know Best, which could be subtitled, but daughters will never say that's true. I would like, Laura, let me start with you. Tell me, if you will, how this show came to be.
I had my older daughter 9 years ago, and a couple months after she was born, it really began to resonate with me how much my mother had given up in order to raise me and my sister. I love what I do. I love it so much. And then I had my daughter and I loved her so much. And the notion that I would have to sort of give up this other part of me, the creative part of me, in order to raise my child in a way that is meaningful to me, it became just a very visceral part of my understanding.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I was like, my mom's the most talented person I'll ever know. And I know she doesn't, you know, regret her life choices, or I don't know, she can tell you differently. You know, she's never for one moment made us feel like, oh, she wished she had done anything different. But I know how much light she has in her. I know how much talent she has in her. And I just could no longer tolerate that it was being hidden. And so I basically made her, I bullied her into coming on stage 36 years after retirement. And it's like she never missed a beat. Her first performance was as if she'd been doing it for 36 years.
Linda, how was that for you? You know, in the Westport Country Playhouse information, it says, thrilled to be out of retirement and performing across the country with her daughter. So how does it feel? Does it feel like you never left the stage?
No. when I'm on stage, it feels like that.
Right.
It's the anticipation of going on stage that is now different because, you know, I had a bit of a break.
Right.
And then, you know, when we do get to do this, and believe me, singing with my daughter is just such a gift to me. You know, it's just phenomenal. But since I don't do it as often as when I was doing it all the time, it's the anxiety going into it, you know. So basically, Laura does have to bully me to get me to get me there. And then once I'm there, then I feel like I never left.
Oh, That's amazing. So my next question comes actually from Felicity, my 8-year-old granddaughter, because she helped me prepare this interview. And she was watching you sing Ice Cream from She Loves Me. So her question to you is, do your daughters think you're famous, Laura?
No. What she might find interesting is I was actually pregnant with my daughter when I, like, in that filming of She Loves Me. And
really?
It, I was, you know, it was very early, so nobody knew. But I was very sick. I had something called hyperemesis, which is when you have morning sickness all day, every day.
Amy Schumer had that too, yeah.
Exactly. It's so funny because she and I did a play called Meteor Shower together on Broadway. And this is, Ella was about a year old, and I told her about it. And then when she had Gene a couple years later, her son, she was like, I honestly thought you were lying. She was like, until I had it myself, I thought you were just like lying or exaggerating. And no, I don't think my little one who's 3 fully realizes what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Ella used to come with me everywhere. You know, I was doing My Fair Lady when she was 2, so she would be backstage. But Louisa doesn't really come with me, so she doesn't really see what it is. So long-winded answer, no.
Yeah, exactly. Or they know and they don't care. I just have to tell you that my husband and I were watching Mayor of Kingstown, and you were playing Cindy. And I said to my husband, yeah, that's Melania from the Colbert Show. He went, it is not. I said, yes, it is. It's just, you are hilarious as Melania Trump. A little question, how much makeup does it take to turn into Melania Trump for Colbert?
Pounds. I mean, legitimately pounds of makeup. It is really astonishing. I watched myself turn into her over the course of 45 minutes. Those women are geniuses.
Can you talk a little bit about any tips you might have for people who are striking a balance between a career in theater and being a parent?
Oof. Mom, do you want to go first?
Yeah, Linda, you go first.
There's no formula. I think it's just listening to your heart and really reading your child, knowing what the child needs. I think it's good for children to see parents, and especially moms, with something they love, and seeing them do it and achieve it and a sense of accomplishment. I think it's great. But at the same time, you always want your children to feel like they come first. So it's that balance.
Absolutely. And I always say balance isn't achieved. We just attempt it constantly. Laura, how about you?
Wow. I don't know the answer to it. You know, I haven't been on Broadway in 7 years by design, you know?
Yeah. It's a tough life for parents.
And it is. It's weird. You know, like you mentioned that I'm on the show Mayor of Kingstown. It films in Pittsburgh. I see my children more commuting weekly to Pittsburgh than I do when I'm doing 8 shows a week.
Yeah.
So I think it all really comes down to support. And I feel so blessed with the support system that I have. My husband, my parents, his parents, our nanny. You know, we have so many caregivers. And if you don't have that kind of support, I don't know how you do it. You know, all that is to say, I think the balance comes from the people around you holding you, from your village. And I feel grateful that I've always had that.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. And for even more from us, give us a follow on Instagram. We're at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.